Now we come here to the 26th Psalm. Now David was confessing his sins in the last one, and David was a great sinner. But in this Psalm, he's talking about his righteousness. And that was something that David had, and we have righteousness today. I'm sure you have. I don't know about you, I have a perfect righteousness, but it's not Vernon McGee's. I'm told the Lord Jesus Christ has been made unto me righteousness. And that's as well as redemption. That's on the plus side of the ledger. And I stand complete in Him, accepted in the Beloved. And that's what it means to pray in His name. It's to present His work, His merit, and who He is. Notice now Psalm 26, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Test my heart and my mind. This is a marvelous psalm. It's a psalm that speaks of David's walk. Actually, after David's one sin, he didn't live in sin anymore. Now, if you'd gone over to Babylon, the king of Babylon lived in sin like David committed one time. The king of Babylon committed it every day. But David didn't live in it. It was an awful thing in David's life. And it's the reason it stands out. It's just like a lump of coal in a snowbank. Because the rest of David's life stands out. And he becomes the example for the nation Israel, for the kings. And every king after him was judged like that. He either walked in the steps of his father David or he didn't. And if he did, he was accepted. And this psalm, I think, reminds us of the first psalm a great deal. Because listen to it. Judge me, O Lord, for I've walked in mine integrity. I trusted also in the Lord. And it was the faith in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Not that he was so strong, he knew he wasn't, but he knew that when he trusted the Lord would sustain him. Now again we have this, from thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. What a glorious, wonderful psalm that you have here. And I've walked in thy truth. In the first psalm, the negative side, blessed is the man that walketh not. Well, he says here, I've walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. What a picture here. He didn't sit with false persons. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now he says, I have not sat with the false persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I've hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I'll wash my hands in innocence, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord. And a life needs to back up faith, and how important this psalm is in that connection. Maybe that's the reason this section is not so important and so popular today, because this demands a life. And he says now here, the last verse, notice it. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. Now, his foot standeth in an even place. That means that he's sure-footed now. He's established on a rock. The even place speaks of that. You know, if you're on the side of a hill, it's slippery. You have to fall. A lot of Christians are standing there today. And they're playing with evil. They get close to it, like the little boy that one night his mother heard a noise back in the kitchen. And she said, Willie, where are you? He said, I'm in the pantry. She said, what are you doing? He says, I'm fighting temptation. Now, friends, that's not the place to fight temptation. You need to get out of that. And there are a lot of Christians today flirt with sin. Some time ago, I think I shared this letter with listeners, but I can give the incident. I never give the place. It's somewhere in the United States. This woman wrote me about how her husband died, and a friend of the husband, their friend had been so close to them, he became the one who handled the estate. And it was necessary for her to meet with him. And before long, as she put it, the chemistry began to react. And she began to care for him. He began to care for her. And she saw herself in trouble. She wrote, "What shall I do?" I said, "You're in a burning building. You jump out just as quickly as you can. If I were you, would get out of that town. I have a letter from her from way off in another place." She left. She got away. She said, "You know, I would have fallen had I stayed there." You know, it's well to have your feet on even ground, friends. Where are you standing today? The reason a great many people fall, they're fighting temptation in the pantry. That's no place to do it.